Since Tuesday, Mary Becker has been going to City Hall every day and working in the office of the mayor.
This is Greg's office. This is the mayor's office. And now that I'm in this position, this is my office now.
She hasn't moved anything around. She's barely touched anything. Becker was reelected to serve as deputy mayor by the assembly in October. Per city charter, that position succeeds as mayor in the event of a vacancy.
When you say yes to being deputy mayor, you know that is always a possibility. It's not just a title. It comes with a responsibility that that's what you will do if you need to. And you hope you'll never need to. But
a lot of her time as mayor so far has been spent talking about Fisk. His death on Monday attracted national attention. And for a couple days, she had reporters from all over the country calling her from 5 a.m. to midnight. When Fisk was elected in October, Becker says he was a breath of fresh air for the community.
And he had a lot of ideas, and it was a new regime.
One of Fisk's new ideas was how to run the annual assembly retreat, which will still take place on December 14th.
Greg wrote such a well-thought-out method for us to use that I think will be exactly what we need right now. We'll be honoring his memory to be doing this process.
In a November 25th memo, Fisk wrote that he wanted the assembly to identify a big-picture common vision for the community to work toward for many years to come. He didn't want to just focus on current issues facing Juneau or to look only at the upcoming year. In the past, City Manager Kim Kiefer says the assembly retreat has focused on 10 to 15 different priorities. This year, she says, Fisk wanted the assembly to establish just a few overarching goals.
It was just a different way to approach a process that's happened in the past and put it more into the let's look at where we want to go and figure out what the steps are that we need to take now to get ourselves to that point.
Along with the memo, Fisk provided links to websites of cities that have established visions, goals, and ideals. Kiefer says she was excited for the changes Fisk had planned.
He was also very respectful of the process that was in place already. You know, he made the determination not to change up committees because he knew he was the new person on the assembly. So he wasn't into this is Greg Fisk as mayor, how it's going to happen. It was, okay, how do we bring everybody along to that new vision?
Prior to becoming mayor, Fisk was co-chair of a NOAA task force formed by the assembly in 2014. The goal of the task force was to lure federal research jobs to Alaska. He had a meeting scheduled in a few weeks with local NOAA staff, and Kiefer says that meeting will still happen.
We need to continue to move that forward. Because of his expertise, he had a lot of knowledge in that, and so we will miss that knowledge, definitely, but we need to have that meeting. We can't, we owe it to him.
As city business continues to move forward with Becker as mayor, the assembly needs to appoint someone to the now vacant assembly seat. Then the assembly can opt to call a special election for mayor or wait until the next regular election in October when both seats will be on the ballot. Becker says she's comfortable being mayor till October. A special election would cost the city about $35,000. The assembly's next regular meeting is December 21st. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.